Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eagers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eagers.com.
We have a manifest that indicates that there was 9 people on board the aircraft.
Tonight is for Kobe.
You have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep on rolling.
We need to cut the influence of the defense industry on the Department of Defense.
She ran her office as a Hillary Clinton campaign office.
I have a right to hire and fire ambassadors.
How about that? Layla Anderson, what a great job this weekend with her MC duties there at the All-Star Game. And that was just fantastic.
Yeah, I think she's got a budding broadcast career.
No kidding, yeah.
What a great job, man. She's going to be a fixture with the Blues for a long time to come. I see that for sure. Glad you're with us on this Monday morning. We are going to talk All-Star highlights from the weekend because the Blues were well represented, even though their side didn't win this weekend. And we're gonna have all that coming up with Tom Ackerman, who's going to walk down the hall from Camelback Sports, talk a little bit more about the developments in this Kobe story from yesterday, the Kobe Bryant dying in that helicopter crash. No really new details out on that yet this morning as the investigation continues. If we get anything in here, we will certainly bring it to you coming up. First, I want to play this before I get to my guest. Listen to Cut 14, please.
There are human values that are shared around the world, and frankly, part of our strategic edge is that we stand for those things. But it only works if we're authentically living up to them, and that starts right at home. Because how can we be a force for stability and human rights and democracy and freedom abroad if our own president is echoing the vocabulary of dictators?
Stop. Why is Fox News putting this guy on the air last night for an hour? Pete Buttigieg, answer that question for me, please.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff joining me this morning. And Jesse, I'm guessing, I'm just speculating here, that you had the same reaction I did last night. Why did Fox News feel compelled to give Pete Buttigieg an hour of broadcast time last night?
My goodness, what a waste of, that's what, an hour of brain cells that got dissolved that I'll never get back. You know, it's really horrific to have to put up with some of the imbeciles that are on the opponent's side, I should suggest. You know, these Democrat candidates really just don't offer us anything, and it frustrates me to see them continually get this airtime as if this is the new normal. This is not what Americans want. Americans are center-left. I'm sorry, are not center-left. They are center-right. They believe in democracy. They believe in this republic. They do not believe in the socialist ideals that the Democratic Party is pushing. And even if you're center-left, you're not a socialist. And Pete Buttigieg gets up there and tells a woman that says, where is our field for people who don't support abortion? He says, you must leave the Democratic Party. My goodness. That to me was ridiculous. He says abortion up to the point of birth. And I just was kind of aghast. It tells me that there's no sense in their nonsense.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I heard that bite last night. In fact, go ahead and play cut 49, please.
I support the position of my party that this kind of medical care needs to be available to everyone. And I support the Roe versus Wade framework that holds that early in pregnancy there are very few restrictions, and late in pregnancy there are very few exceptions. And again, the best I can offer is that we may disagree on that very important issue, and hopefully we will be able to partner on other issues.
I've never thought of murder as medical care, but clearly Pete Buttigieg has a different definition.
Yes, exactly. To suggest that medical care for who? The baby? That, because that is not medical care for the baby that is getting ready to be born. I mean, we have unequivocal evidence now, scientific evidence, that I had even seen a woman who had had a miscarriage, and the doctor said, would you like to see your baby? And it was, I think, a 16-week, maybe 18-week baby, fully formed. Fully formed. Now, tiny might it be, but it was fully formed. She showed the photo of the baby on her chest because she buried him and named him. It's just kind of nauseam. This is not the era of 60 years ago, 80 years ago. And I want people to understand, Roe v. Wade has become the law of the land. If you reverse Roe v. Wade, guess what? States still have the option of keeping it legal or not. It doesn't across the board make it illegal. And that's the nonsensical logic that some of the left are so horrified by Roe v. Wade not being across the board, across the United States available, that they're failing to recognize this is a state's rights issue. We know there's places like Washington, D.C., where per capita they have one of the highest abortion rates. Right here in the city that I lived in, New York City, you go into California, same thing. Very high abortion rates. But there are states out there that have actually practiced and value life, that discourage this and encourage options for women. But to suggest that women are going to have backroom abortions or coat hangers and all of this is ludicrous, because it would not make it across the board illegal. Now, people who are pro-life, like myself, I am a Catholic, don't necessarily want to see it even legal in other states. But here's what it boils down to with people. It doesn't matter what the law of the land is. You have a choice to not have an abortion. You have a choice to live a life that you believe is moral and just in God's eyes. So regardless of laws, you can live by that light. And when I hear Buttigieg saying that he supports his party and basically told this woman to no longer be a Democrat,
basically,
I was aghast.
I know. Jesse Jane, apparently the New York Times is now in love with John Bolton. I want to cover this before I run out of time this morning.
Oh, yes.
They hated the guy for the past 25 years. Suddenly he's a darling of the left, and I don't trust most of what comes out of the Times anyway. But this is very much a he said situation. And lo and behold, the guy's trying to get pre-sales of his book bumped up, in my opinion.
Well, you know, I don't know what the agenda is for John Bolton until we hear from John Bolton. In fairness to him, the New York Times, like you know, is a sleaze bucket of opportunity to degrade this president. You also have CNN that came out very quickly with this, and they're trying to justify it. I will say, all I heard was what the president may have desired or wanted. The president tweeted out he never said that, number one. Number two, you can't impeach somebody for what they may want or desire or have a discussion on. It's the actions in which the president is being evaluated for impeachment. So this is, again, another hot air balloon going up and getting people riled up and excited. We have evidence. We have evidence. No, you don't. You have the suggestion from a leak from the New York Times that the president desired or wanted or was on the road to or wanted to do something. But the fact is, it didn't happen. If it didn't happen, you can't impeach people on desires and thoughts, because every president would have been impeached by this time.
Yeah, they're going to try. That's for sure. Jesse Jane, our segments are always too short, but I love having you on. Thank you.
Have a great week, motivators, and take the hill.
We shall do it. At Jesse Jane Duff on Twitter there, retired Marine Corps gunnery sergeant, and you can hear it in her voice. That's for sure.
And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
Alicia Keys last night at the Grammy Awards. Several of the artists, Lizzo, Alicia Keys, Demi Lovato, a few others that got up and talked about him, paid tribute to him. People in all sports, I mean, across mm-hmm. all sports and social media were out talking about their memories. I mean, what a What a shock. 41 years old.
Absolutely.
That's crazy. I heard, too, on my way in that Tiger Woods didn't actually find out until the end of his round yesterday. So there was some speculation, because, you know, Tiger and Kobe used to be friends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There was some speculation about Tiger kind of being bummed about it on during the game yesterday. But apparently his, like, caddy or whoever it was didn't tell him until... Like, what a terrible thing to come off of a tournament.
No kidding.
Find that.
Yeah, but it's golf is such a mental game. You wouldn't want him to find out there on the course. I mean, it would just blow your...
No,
but apparently people were shouting things
at him. Really?
You know, mm-hmm. And he didn't respond because he didn't know what was, why they were saying Kobe or whatever it mm-hmm. was they were saying. Like, didn't know why they were doing that.
And he finished ninth, it says here, yesterday. Still not a bad round, but he was out of the money. Not out of the money. He was out of the top three or four. Anyway, I bring that up because there was all sorts of reaction to this yesterday, and then I'm going through Twitter, which is always dangerous, and I see this tweet from a young lady who is apparently a reporter for the Washington Post named Felicia Sonmez, Sonmez. And she retweeted a Daily Beast article about the sexual assault allegations against Kobe Bryant 10 years ago or whenever that happened. It was a while back. She tweets out a link to it that says Kobe Bryant's disturbing rape case, the DNA evidence, the accuser's story, and the half confession. And it linked to a Daily Beast article from back in 2017. And boy, she got destroyed on social media over this for bringing that up on the day that he died because it was just an allegation. There were charges filed, but the case never went to trial. The witness declined to testify, so the charges got dropped and there was some sort of out of court settlement. But the Daily Beast got a hold of the court allegations from the victim and reprinted all of them along with his reaction to them because he denied that it was anything other than a consensual sexual situation. But it was a weird story. But not something his fans or anybody else wanted to think about yesterday on the day he died.
I was waiting for somebody to take the bait on that when I was going through the news stories, and it's unfortunate.
The reporter got suspended by the Post, but not because she didn't get suspended because she linked to the Daily Beast article. She got suspended because they believe she violated Washington Post social media rules because she tweeted out a picture that included a couple of the email comments to her inbox at work. And it showed the name first and last of the guy that sent this threatening, nasty message to her, dropping the F-bomb on her and telling her what she could do to herself. Mm-hmm. And she reposted it, and that's why they suspended her. The Washington Post said that violated their social media policy
to somebody's name.
Show a picture of an inbox with somebody's name on it. That's why she's suspended. In case you've heard that story, they didn't suspend her because she retweeted that story. Although I think it was in bad taste on the day the guy died.
Absolutely.
Plenty of time to bring that up, but that was probably in bad taste.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, that day, it was bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
Very unnecessary.
Yeah.
You knew somebody was going to do it, though.
Yeah. I'm not surprised, but it's still
And it was part of the fabric of his life. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the original story was posted right after he retired, right after his final game. So it wasn't like it wasn't out there, but... Anyway, it didn't define him, clearly. He didn't get convicted of it or sent to jail, and he had a far different version of what happened than she did. That doesn't mean, you know, her complaints weren't valid. There were bruises and other things if you read the story, but still. Probably yesterday was not the day for it.
No, not at all. It's one thing to do it after he retires. You're trolling somebody that's alive. If this is... That's gross. That was in poor taste.
I couldn't agree more.
I'm glad she's suspended for whatever it is.
Tom Ackerman is coming in here in just a couple of minutes, and I'm sure he's been not only following Kobe's career, but also the Blues. And what a great weekend they had with the All-Star game and all the festivities downtown. We'll get to Tom here in just a minute.
Have a good time. Enjoy life. It's
life is too short to get bogged down and be discouraged, or you have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep on rolling.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Yeah, Tom Ackerman in studio with us now. We were just talking about the fact that it was, a great high to have the All-Star game this weekend. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, on Sunday, we find out this news about Kobe Bryant, which was, you heard him there in the bite, talking about life's too short.
Yeah, just a numbing feeling yesterday when that news came out about Kobe, and then later learning about his daughter, Gianna, being on the helicopter as well that killed 9 people. Mm. You know, it's what he's talking about right there is what so many people, he connected with so many generations of people, and there are kids, teachers, NBA players, you name it, that follow that Mamba mentality that he's talking about right there, which is to not fear anything. So what he's saying is, I'm not afraid to take the last shot in a game because if I miss it, so what? I'm not going to back down from anybody. And if something happens in life, you keep moving forward. Whether it was an injury or a personal setback, he tried to always move forward, and he did it in a way that inspired a lot of people. And even in this stage of his life at 41, he was 3 months away from being told that he was going to make the Basketball Hall of Fame. He had this whole career set up for himself where he was entering the world of film. He was, an Academy Award and had, I think, as many people put it, a chance to have a career that would be as proud as anything he had ever done. And then on top of that, being a wonderful father to his kids, including Gianna, who's tragically killed in that crash as well.
We just got a list, not the complete list, but we now know who 8 of the people were. And of course, the pilot died too, which brought it to 9. So besides Kobe and his daughter, her basketball teammate, Alyssa Altobelli, and her father and mother were on the aircraft. Christina Mauser, who's a female basketball coach at a nearby day school where Gigi Bryant attended, so maybe she was her coach. Peyton Chester and her mother, who were also the Peyton was a basketball player apparently with Gigi, and they were all on their way to this tournament.
Mm-hmm. And John Altobelli was a decorated baseball coach, a JUCO coach from Orange County, who impacted many lives. And there was one quote I saw who said that, he was his own Kobe of the junior college baseball world. He was a big deal in the baseball circuit. So that is a very difficult one to take, and definitely makes you think about your own mortality. And, for me personally yesterday, here's my 13-year-old daughter texting me, "Daddy, Kobe Bryant died. I'm so sad," that she was affected by it and knew all about Kobe. And I gave her an extra hug last night. I thought about my 9-year-old who is playing basketball and who will have practice on Wednesday and will have games this weekend, and how much joy I get out of watching her. And that will be magnified and amplified, I should say, even more as we share that love together. Like, it makes you want to say I love you more, and it makes you want to spend more time soaking in every moment because life is short and so precious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's certainly the message that I think most people probably took away from this. Why don't you go to cut 45, speaking of 11-year-olds, please.
Hello, St. Louis! Let's meet our All-Stars! First, playing in his third All-Star, please welcome number 90 forward Ryan O'Reilly.
Thank you for doing that.
Infectious, man.
That makes me feel so much better. Mm-hmm. Man, she is just the greatest. Yeah. Layla Anderson. And watch out, Tom Calhoun. She's good.
She's good. Yeah.
Wow. I listened to that whole thing. She introduced all four of them. They came out and they hugged her, and she didn't miss a beat. She wasn't, like, you know, scared to be out there. And
no nerves, that girl.
The last guy skated away, and she realized, it might have been Perrone. I can't remember who it was. She still had the mic in her hand. It's like she looked down at it, and she realized she still had control. And she said, "Let's go, Blues!" right at the end of it. It was fantastic.
Ryan O'Reilly gave her a hug. Jordan Bennington, Mr. Cool, comes up, gives her a little fist bump.
Yeah.
And at Media Day, I was standing next to Jordan, and she comes right up there with a recorder and says, or with a list of questions, "Jordan, now." And she starts, you know, peppering him with questions, and without missing a beat, he answers them, and then, you know, he says, thank you for your time, Layla. You know, and she was making her way around the room as a reporter for Upper Deck. And then I talked to her afterwards for a video that we did. And she, in the middle of the interview, this was on Thursday night. So she looks at the camera and she goes, "If anyone is watching this from my school and my school district, I just wanted to let you know that I'd really like a snow day tomorrow." So if that's at all possible, she's awesome. She is awesome. I asked her, "What is your perfect day and night?" And she said, "Well, my perfect day would be to go to a Blues afternoon game, and then after the game, go to St. Louis Children's Hospital and spend time with the kids and be able to go around there and encourage them and talk to them." You know, she is taking this platform for good. She really wants everybody to know about Be the Match. And do the best that you can to support that, as she did find a match, a donor.
Right.
But, you know, not everyone is as fortunate, and it doesn't happen as quickly, and they need as many as possible. So she is something very, very special. And if we don't hire her, somebody is going to do a talk show. Can you imagine? I mean, who wouldn't listen to a Layla podcast or a Layla talk show?
There you go.
I mean,
that's a good idea.
She'd be terrific. Thank you. Don't steal it. KMOX first. No, I'm just kidding. No, she's terrific, and I'm happy to know her.
Yeah. What about the game this weekend? I mean, the spotlight was shining on St. Louis, and we had four great players and the coach and all that.
It was a great weekend, and I thought that the NHL did a terrific job of marketing their product. You know, I used to think that the NHL, in terms of the four major professional sports, was last in kind of progressive thinking. I used to think that. Not anymore. I mean, they are fantastic. I mean, they are really pushing diversity, inclusion, marketing their young players, marketing the game to kids, and trying to move the game of hockey forward. And they did a great job. And involving the alumni in the skills competition was really cool. You know, the game itself, I've never really gotten into. I'm not gonna be a phony. Like, I don't care about the game. You know, I just like seeing...
Some of the players don't either.
Yeah. I like seeing the world-class players skating around out there while we're all standing around having a beer. You know, I mean, that was an amazing sight. But just the entire weekend itself, and St. Louis, you know, they set a record at Fanfare. St. Louis once again comes through in a huge way, in a big moment in front of the world. And then on top of it, you get somebody like Wayne Gretzky. Here's the Babe Ruth of hockey. Grabs a microphone at the start of the skills competition. "Hey, everybody, I just wanted to wish everyone well." And for those of you watching around the world, you'll find out that St. Louis is one of the greatest cities in the world. I mean, I'm watching this thing, and I'm like, that's it. Like, I'm done for the weekend. I'm good. Everything else here is just the icing on the cake.
That's awesome.
That was just awesome to have. You got to understand, when you have in a year and a half period, two of the most recognizable athletes in the world say that your city is at the top of mind for them. Tiger Woods said it was a pleasure to play in front of these people, and I wish we could play in front of crowds like this every week. And then Wayne Gretzky says, one of the best cities in the world. What more do you need?
Right.
I mean, that's a big, big deal. And I thought that St. Louis looked great.
It's high praise, and even Hulley took the ice, right?
Hulley took the platform and fired. So they have this elevated shot, and he took a shot, and it was a little off, but it was just great. It was great to see him. Al McGinnis hammered one, though. Al McGinnis hammered one in the with a wooden stick. And, you know, the alumni game at Centene, you had an 80-year-old Red Berenson running around there. I mean, what a what a great alumni base they have with the Blues, and the Blues are doing it right. And by the way, the Blues are really, really good and are playing tonight at Vancouver and are back in control of the Western Conference. Probably doesn't sit well that they lost a couple games before the break. I would anticipate they get back on track. They have a real superstar in Jordan Binnington, superstar in the making if he's not already, and some very good players. They've been doing it all without Vladimir Tarasenko, and it'll be exciting when he finally gets back.
Yeah, it's true.
I love you. I love you so much. I've seen
you. We love you.
At so many places.
the crowd was chanting, "We went Blues."
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic.
When he got introduced on Friday. Friday definitely an event, and Saturday and everything. I mean, it was very well done, and I'm very happy for St. Louis that they had the spotlight once again. All-Star games are very special. They don't come around for another 30 years, you know. So it is hockey's world convention, and it happened right here in a hockey town. You put the stamp on it. We're a hockey town.
The perfect convergence. That's true.
For sure.
Happened this weekend. Tom, thank you.
Thank you.
Tom Ackerman, KMOX Sports Director, giving us the inside scoop.
Sorry. Right? Nope. Okay. Something's on your microphone. I actually can't turn it on.
Is it better now?
Oh.
Yeah. Did you have
it
something?
It was my phone.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute.
Like, wait, I have the button on.
We have a button over here we have a cough button, we have an on button, and an off button.
Oh, so I can Trisha technically turn my mic your buttons.
Off.
I think he has too much power with those buttons over
anything
there.
Anything I'm saying, I can stop myself in the middle of anything I'm saying. But clearly, I have laid my phone down on top of it. I apologize.
I hope you managed to turn your mic off and drive me crazy with that.
That was Demi Lovato last night at the Grammys, who became a little overwhelmed during one of her songs. I assume she was singing it in tribute to Kobe?
I have no idea.
I'm guessing?
I have no idea.
That was a very personal song for her, is what my understanding. She's been through some things.
Some stuff.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Joy Villa was there last night, right? Joy Villa was there? I remember reporting on her before. She wore this outrageous outfit with Trump on it. That must have just been driving the liberals crazy.
Well, that's the third time she's done that.
The same outfit?
A similar type of thing.
I gave you the story, but it says that would she put impeached and reelected 2020
is what
the back of it said.
Said 2020 along the bottom. It's got a big T right on the front and then Trump spells Trump down the front. And impeached and reelected along the back.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a little purse with an elephant on it and some red and blue and white striped shoes.
Yeah, she had a MAGA dress before. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, so this one.
Yeah, I think this is
for her.
They said was the third. So
nobody mobbed her or yelled at her or screamed at her last time?
I'm sure someone probably
yelled at her, yeah. But we talked about that earlier, the fact that Kobe Bryant's tragic passing really probably distracted from some of the politics that would have been in play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing. And at that point, they probably all picked their outfit for the evening. So what are you going to do? I don't know. How much time do we have here?
A couple minutes.
Let me get to Phil here on line one. Phil, thanks for calling in.
Morning, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just got back from a Caribbean cruise on Saturday. Went to Jamaica, Cozumel, Grand Caymans, and then MSC's private island in the Bahamas. It was a European cruise line, MSC is, so you had a lot of Canadians, a lot of Eastern European. The Canadians, with their Maple Leafs, it was mostly Toronto Maple Leaf hats and shirts. Well, I had a blue shirt for every day of the week to flaunt, you know. I'd get in the line of sight with them, and I'd show them my blue shirt, Stanley Cup champion shirt. Every one of them would bow their head and or take their hat off and bow their head to me, which was pretty awesome. But every one of them said, "Now we're Blues fans now. After the Maple Leafs, we're Blues fans now," which was really cool. And every one of them, I never brought it up. I didn't try to bring up politics unless somebody brought it up with me on the boat because I didn't know what was coming.
Right, right.
Every one of them would ask me, "What do you guys think about Trump?" I'd give them a thumbs up, and they'd go, "We want somebody like him.
we're tired of our politicians lying. We want a guy like Trump. Now, that went from Canadians to British people to Irish people to Scotch-Irish people. Every one of them would ask me, I never brought it up, about what we thought about Trump. Every one of them said, we want a guy like Trump. We're sick of these politicians lying to us and the media lying to us. The one British girl I talked to said the stabbing murder rate in England right now is so bad. Yeah. The media is covering it up.
Jeez.
And she said that we hate the media over there.
Fill them out of time.
Okay.
Sorry, buddy.
Done. Go Blues.
Yeah, let's go Blues. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate that. Good story. How about that? Got to watch out for those Canadians. They want somebody like Trump. That's awesome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.